I am the Edison Phonograph.
Greetings, friends.
Good afternoon. Is this Tower Records, the largest record store in the known universe?
Who is the mysterious Mr. Chai?
I'm gonna need a spatula, a bag of Kwikset, 3 sheets of underlayment, and some unsanded ground.
Wow, you're just saying it for
Animal Shit!
We've got with us in the studio,
get
a bloke.
The invaded America is an animal.
Projection, 73 RAM.
Check.
Inversion, 89 degrees ecliptic.
Check. Orientation optimal.
Good. Charlie, give me eyes on the singularity.
Well, analyzing the spectrum. Normalizing. Output is good.
Bring up the array. Edison, do we have a trajectory?
Already laid in, sir. We're locked and in phase.
All right. How's our care package?
The hobo's got his bundle. He's ready for the trip.
Another letter to the folks back home.
I wonder if they've caught on yet.
Modulation good. Signal acquired.
Sound check. Right.
1-2, 1-2. Sibilance. Check.
Sound check. Left.
Check one. Pepper, pop.
Got it. Sound is good.
How's the feedback?
Negligible. Audio is clean.
All right, then. Aileron's down. Proximity to wormhole?
1,000 meters. Just outside the penumbra.
Are you going to be all right tonight running the show, Edison?
I'll be okay. Besides, Smitty will be there if I run into any problems.
Okay, then. Let's park her. Mr. Smith, light us up.
We're at full power. All upgrades completed. SS uploaded. Transmission on standby.
Copy that. Oh, and, Smitty, keep an eye on the rookie, will you?
Affirmative, Commander. My analysis will be thorough.
We've talked about this, Smitty. You can drop the formalities. Just call me Rick.
Sorry. Old habits die hard. I'll keep them engaged, Rick.
You are the man.
If only.
Diverting power to the transmitter.
Warming up, and we're hot. Optimal echo at the singularity. We have continuity.
Ready to transmit. Commander?
Copy that. Green light, Smitty. Would you like to do the honors?
Roger, will go. Compressing. And coding. Transmitting. And we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time Smith Radio is online.
Broadcasting live from the Earth at Alpha Epsilon to parts unknown. A freeform interactive time capsule. WJBS. Time Smith Radio. Ever-changing, up-to-date news and talk from the ages and from the stars.
Time Smith Radio.
Along with all the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
This is a journey into sound.
Making history the present and the future.
Time Smith Radio.
The soundtrack to the human experience.
Downwards and homes are going to sound you doing your back. Anything goes.
Hey out there, everybody. Good to have you back. This signal is going out to all life everywhere. My name's Edison, and I'll be taking you through the night, across the universe, and beyond. Currently, the temperature outside the station is sitting pretty at -148 degrees. Another beautiful, clear, endless night in the void, where the stars are always out and the world is always dreaming. We are the Time Smiths, and this is your station. A lot coming up for you in the show tonight, but right now we have a request from somewhere out there across the ether. An SOS from someone, somewhere, cast off, out there. A message in a bottle. So to everyone stranded on a lonely little island, somewhere out in the stars or inside your own mind, this one's for you. Time to park yourself, unplug your mind, and take a break from the human race. This one goes out to our better selves. Nah, I don't really like this one.
Is that Nancy Bones? Good Nancy!
Take this!
High above the Earth floats a dark, mysterious object. In perpetual orbit, it slowly circles our planet like a hungry, patient bird of prey. Ebony and silent, it offers no clue to its origin, but the faint, unintelligible signals which continue to baffle mankind's greatest minds. Perhaps a long-forgotten satellite, perhaps an alien visitor, or perhaps only the flotsam and jetsam of the vast universe washed upon our terrestrial shore. Yet still it floats, brooding, waiting, watching, but not watching the Earth. Instead, it seems transfixed by another object not far distant, another satellite, a space station, floating in penumbra between fiction and reality. Not long ago, a wooden shoe with sails unfurled drifted past, followed shortly thereafter by a Frenchman, an Englishman, and an American, Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, and Edgar Rice Burroughs. Three fishermen in search of dreams and determined to cast their nets in the direction of the legendary El Hibachi.
Edgar!
Herbert, so pleased you can make it.
Well, dinner with an old friend wouldn't miss it.
Ha ha! However did you get here?
Why, Cabaret, of course.
You don't say.
Yes, completely negates the effect of gravity. And yourself?
Yeah, fell asleep in a sort of cave and was transported here as an astral body.
Indeed.
Just trust me on this one. May I introduce you to the other guests?
Delighted.
This is Mr. Jules Verne.
Very pleased to meet you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine.
Mr. Verne escaped the Earth's gravity by loading himself in a very large cannon.
Good heavens. Well, it worked, didn't it?
Indeed. And we're so pleased you can join us. And our fourth companion is Mr. Orson Welles.
Good evening to you, sir.
So you're the other Welles?
Oh no, you're mistaken. My name's Welles, with an E.
And how did you make your voyage here, Mr. Welles?
Well, I arrived through the magic of radio. Mercury Theatre, to be precise.
An intriguing solution.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
We were based out of New York City, many hundreds of miles away across an immense ethereal gulf, the Earth. That small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
The Earth, we know, we are all from there.
Something familiar about that speech, Mr. Welles.
That's because he just took my material and reworked it.
Ah, gentlemen, you'll excuse me, my dinner's arrived.
Why are there unattended infants at the next table? Well, they are paying customers. Well, yes, but how did they get here?
A wooden shoe. Do not worry, mon ami. I will pacify them. Bonjour, mon petit.
Come, Herbert. I'll have the server fetch us a scotch. Waiter?
Ah, howdy, partner. Welcome to El Hibachi. Let's rustle you up some grub.
Mr. Verne, do you know what you're ordering?
I think I will have the sushi burrito, the noodle dip on the side, and the chocolate fondue with the cabernet for dessert.
Okay. And for you, Mr. Welles?
I'm good.
Not you, Welles.
Oh, dear. What do you suggest?
Well, the fortune tacos are nice.
No. Tell you what, I'll start with the nachos locos, followed by the seaweed and oyster chalupa, and top it all off, clam and curry fried rice cream. Mon Dieu.
Ooh-wee! That's a mess of victuals. We get that out, you cowpokes, pronto.
Mitsuwa kurusai, America hito. Sugu ni tamamono. Chop, chop.
Oh, we should have asked for some breadsticks.
I'll tackle the waiter again when I see him.
Good lord, is he all right?
Just a food coma. He'll be up and around again in an hour or so.
There's our waiter now.
I'm on it.
Oh, perfect. This is where they throw us out again. Oh my. Why, the Earth does look pretty from way up here.
Oui, je suis d'accord, c'est magnifique.
I say, old chums, let's write a story about it.
Oh, yes, yes, and then Wells can repurpose it for his own use.
Hold tight to him, fellas. His immense gravitational field should shield us from the heat of re-entry.
C'est complet, ma fou.
Hang on!
Oh, dear!
All night long, their nets they threw to the stars in twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. So shut your eyes while mother sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea. Where the old shoe rocked the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod.
Complètement fou.
Once upon a time, in the faraway land of Cleve, somewhere far below on the Earth's surface, there lived a jester and his wife. They lived in a little cottage in a forest glade. They tended to their small garden, drew water from the well each day, and had recently gotten high-speed internet. Then, one morning, as the jester and his wife...
Morning, Beth.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Coffee. Good morning, Internet.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Oh, an email from Moises. He says he's gone and started a radio show and wants some advice from a seasoned professional. Bethany, pick a letter.
No.
Fine. I'll write it myself. Dear Momo, a funny show requires improvisation. A vague idea is better than a script. Just make the lines up as you go. Next thing you know, you'll have yourself a show to watch. You need a cast of enthusiastic amateurs who overact or cannot act at all. A plentitude of static shots and awkward cuts will ensure you have a show to watch. It's grand to edit video in 016. Free software makes it easier than it's ever been. You take it all to finish by a classroom in a book. You'll choose the music, titles, transitions, effects, but don't make it look too polished. That'll ruin the homemade look. You'll feel a surge of deep satisfaction as once a year an episode is done. You'll post it to a hosting site, and if all goes right, you'll find you've made a show they'll watch.
You realize people don't watch a radio show, right?
Ah. Very well. In that case, dear Timesmith, best wishes, the JBS.
Goodbye.
Greetings, you have reached 224-7854. No one is here to take your call right now, but please leave your name and number and someone will return your call as soon as possible. And yes, this message will get much more interesting very soon. Thank you. I just had a little side conversation with the coal man, and he opened me up to something that I had sort of been considering but didn't realize that it was actually something I should definitely be considering until now. So here's the deal. Let's pick up where I left off. Wherever that was.
Are you making me listen to Genesis? Patrick, what, where are you?
Private King! Call Private Law Hunback! And order planks with him! Goodbye!
We gotta come up with like a name that's like not our name, because that way too I feel kinda like just inconsequential, as though I have no meaning, no life, no purpose, nothing.
There.
Hey, I got a story for you. Stopped at a rest area because I needed to pee, and this guy ignores the number one rule in a men's
You probably know who this is by now, so I won't mention my name, what's in a name anyway. Anyway, hey, this is Moise.